my name is Joseph Kibuyaga. Hello?
This is Rachel with a courtesy callback from customer care.
Yes, thank you very much for calling me back.
All right, sir. If I could please have your zip code to pull up your account, please.
Is 60461.
Okay, thank you for that information. And may I also please have your name?
My name is Joseph, and last name is Kibuyaga, Kibuyaga.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. One moment, please. Let's see here. All right, sir, for security purposes, if you would please verify your address.
It is 20532 Kedzie Avenue. It is Kedzie Avenue, Olympia Fields in Illinois.
Okay, and I thank you for that information. So I've gotten an account pulled up that shows your name and shows your address of shipping and billing. And our system shows that you're calling in about the Icon Mini Pods or EarPods. They are wireless, and it shows also the Icon Smartwatch with helps with heart monitoring. And how can I assist?
Well, what is going on with my account? I noticed you posted a charge on it twice. For $59.95.
All right. It is showing that you were billed for each one of the products today when you initially paid the $5.95 as shipping and handling on the 3rd of April. You did accept 14-day trial offers for each one of the products. Those were shipping and handling charges only.
No. I never accepted this. This was a free offer. I never accepted this.
Okay, you're saying you didn't pay and handling?
I did not accept this. This was offered to me for about $15 each piece. How do you charge me $59.95 for shipping and handling?
Well, it doesn't show that you paid $15 each. It showed you paid $5.95 shipping and handling for each one. And so, with the
why are you charging me $59.95 for each?
Because you accepted trial offers, sir, per the terms for the offer. Did you review the terms for the offer that you accepted?
I was never offered any terms at all. I was offered those items for free, and they said that all I have to do is pay some kind of a charge for handling.
Yes, sir. The products are free for the 14-day period, but past the 14 days, you are billed for them.
But am I supposed to return them? What am I supposed to do with them? First of all, they don't even work.
No, sir. You were just supposed to call the call center.
Well, that is ridiculous. I can't accept this. What am I supposed to do now? That is absolutely unacceptable. You charge me $59 for something that costs like $5, $6?
Well, I don't think the value of these particular products are $5 or $6. There are many different EarPods out there.
I'm sure
and
I'm
also
not
smartwatches.
I'm not going to be the only customer who is probably totally enraged with this kind of activities that you push on us. You call me or you offer me something for $5, $6, $10, and then you turn around and charge me $59 for transportation?
It looks like you placed the order through a website, sir. We're inbound call center. We do not place any orders. Usually this is in response. Could have been to a survey, or it could have been an email or a pop up.
I'm going to protest. I know it's not a lot of money, but I'm not going to accept it because I'd be prepared to return the stuff to you if you want to, because I can't accept $59 each for some junk. First of all, these earpieces don't work.
Okay, sir, what is wrong with the earbuds?
They don't work, period. I'm not going to accept this. I mean, you tell me what I'm supposed to do, or to return them or whatever, but I'm not going to. This was offered for free. I was offered these items for free. All I had to do is pay $5 for shipping and handling. Now, all of a sudden, you turn around and you charge me $59 each.
Yes, sir. I do apologize. We're free for a 14-day period, which was during the free trial, but the free trial expired.
That was not stated in the offer at all. This was never a trial. This was a free offer.
That's what a free offer is, sir. It's a trial.
That's ridiculous. You do this to the people, and the people like me are going to be totally, totally upset, and I'm going to pass it around. You know, this is not fair for you to charge me $59 for these items. And I'm going to call my bank and protest these transactions. I mean, your stuff is junk. It's sitting right here. I'll be happy to send it back.
Okay, sir. If the products didn't work, I'm not sure why you didn't reach out to us. Our number was on the page. We're a 24/7 call center.
They were for free, honey. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, ma'am. They were for free. I was not supposed to call you back.
No, sir. The items aren't free when you have to make a payment up front.
Do you mind
holding to see what I can do to assist?
Please.
Okay, just one moment, please.
What's your name, ma'am, first of all?
My name is Rachel.
Rachel, thank you very much, Rachel.
You're welcome, sir.
I hope you can resolve this.
If you can please hold the line for me.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. All right, sir, I do apologize for the wait. Since the trial has, the 14-day period or 14-day trial has expired, I'm just trying to see what we can do to assist because you've been billed for it.
I appreciate that, Rachel. Thank you very much for being helpful and understanding. However, I received those things like a week ago, so it's not even 14 days. So anyway, let's just see how we can resolve this amicably.
Yes, sir. The trial began when you paid the shipping and handling, but we can provide you with the 35% refund for each of the two what they're called end of trial charges that you were billed today, and we can refund you 35% of each one of those charges.
Meaning I will pay how much then?
Let me compute it so that it...
Out of 60, it's not even a half. It's like $40 I have to pay for this junk. Now I know why people have to stay away from this kind of offers. It's ridiculous.
Well, 35% of each one of the charges means that you would be refunded $20.98 from each one of them.
$20, that means I have to pay $40. They don't even work.
Well, let's see. Let me just a moment.
I mean, $60 does not seem to be a lot of money, I understand. But the junk doesn't work. Why do you push this on to people?
Okay, what we'll do, sir,
Honey, I'm having a problem with some company that is charging me some stuff that they pushed on me, and I'll call you back as soon as I'm through with them. I'm really upset. I'm livid. It's not a lot of money, but I'm livid with these guys. And now I know why people always just stay away from this kind of stuff. I'll call you back right
away. Okay, sir. What we can do is we can refund you 50%. Sir, you initiated the offer, so I'm sorry that you do feel that way, but we can refund you 50% since we weren't notified until today regarding your displeasure. But we'll refund you 50%. of the $59.95 for the smartwatch and the $59.95 for the mini pods.
Mini pods don't work though. At least the other junk does work a little bit. But why do you do this to people?
Sir, really? You're speaking for other people that are not on the line. Not everyone has your situation. But I'll do my best to assist you since I'm speaking with you. But we can refund you 50% for the $59.95.
All right. I mean, can you adjust the billing on my account then today?
Okay, but
I want to instruct my bank to deny it. So you will make an adjustment to about $30 a piece. I'll accept it it's my fault to have accepted these stupid offers that come through. Oh, we are going to give you this for free. They didn't even state that I'm supposed to be trying it out for a period of time. And if it doesn't work, I'm supposed to do what? Return them?
I'm sorry, sir, if you didn't understand about the offer. The terms and conditions for the offer were provided where you entered your card information.
No, they were not. I'm telling you, Rachel, they were not. If they were, I would never have accepted this junk. I'm really livid. And I'm glad that we're not talking about $200+. We're talking about $60 here. But I'm livid with what you do to people.
Okay, if you can allow me a moment, sir, on the recorded line, I'll see what else we can do. Can you please hold?
Well, I can hold. Thank you, sir.
One moment. All right, sir, I do apologize for the wait. I'll be back with you shortly. If you can please continue to hold for me.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome, sir. One moment. All right, sir, we've gotten that taken care of for the $59.95, and you will see that return to your account since you just paid that today. For that $59.95 for the watch, it is R as in refund, 83240.
83240 meaning what?
That's the refund confirmation for the $59.95 or the void confirmation.
Okay, but I have $59.95 twice.
I have to provide them one at a time, sir. They have separate confirmations.
I'm sorry. Can you read the confirmation first, the first one again, please?
It is R-83-2.
R as in Robert?
Yes, sir. R as in Robert, 832.
832. That is for the watch.
Yes, sir. 40 are the last two digits.
40. 83240.
That is correct, yes, sir.
Sorry, I'm sorry about that, Rachel. Okay, thank you very much.
I have the second, sir, for the $59.95. That was also voided. It is R.
Robert.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
832-45.
You're really very nice. Thank you. I appreciate this, Rachel. I really do. I'm learning my lessons now, but thank you so much. I'm sorry about all this because the terms of this offer were never clearly expressed to me.
All right, sir. Well, we have gotten that straightened out. Is there anything else that I can do to assist? You'll see that pending fall off. Is there anything else?
No, nothing else. You are just an angel from heaven because my day is disturbed. I've got my daughter on the line. I can't talk to them. You've just made it okay for me. Thank you very, very, very much, Rachel. If I have a problem, I'll call you back.
Not a problem, sir. We're a 24/7 call center, and we thank you for calling customer care. You have a good rest of the day.
You too. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.